The brown guys who are still out there are wandering around lost now, like puppies without their masters. I wouldn't say that. I figure they're as smart as you or me. Well, as smart as you, anyway. They just don't have their advantage anymore.
The old woman was still fussing over Lady. She had taken her somewhere to get bathed and patched up, as if she needed patching. How does this save me a trip to the main?
I'm not finished yet, your grand impatience. Right after the blow-up here came one of the guys I thought I'd finished, tracking me down, all on his lonesome, and he's stumbling around, holding his head like something got ripped out. I grabbed him, and I grabbed a couple loose shadows that were hanging around, and I slapped one of them around a little and sent it off to tell One Eye I needed to borrow his little beast. I taught another shadow how to make a guy talk, and when the little monster showed up, we asked the brown guy a few hundred questions.
Frogface is here?
He went back. Mogaba's got them working their butts off up there.
Good for him. You asked questions. You got answers?
Not that made much sense. These little brown guys come from a burg called Shadow Catch, specifically out of some kind of super fortress called Overlook. Their boss is one of the Shadow Masters. Long Shadow, they call him. He gave the shadows to the six guys that was in the bowl place. These were just wimpy little shadows, not good for much, but carrying messages. They supposedly got bad ones they can turn loose, too.
We're having some fun now, aren't we? You find out what's going on.
This Long Shadow is up to something. He's in with the whole bunch trying to keep the company away. The brown guys didn't know why they're worried, but he's running a game on his own, too. The impression I got was he wanted them to capture you and Lady and have you dragged down to his castle, where he was going to make some kind of deal, maybe. And that's about it.
I had 500 questions, and I started asking them, but Goblin didn't have the answers. The man he had interrogated hadn't had them. Most of the questions had occurred to him. He asked,
"So, are you going down to the main?"
"You haven't changed my mind. Neither have those brown runts. If they don't have their mojo men anymore, they won't give me much trouble, will they?"
Goblin groaned.
"Probably not. So what's the matter?"
"You think I'm going to let you ride out there without some kind of cover? I'm groaning about the state of my butt."
He grinned his big frog grin. I grinned back. According to our hosts, it was a 4-hour ride to the Goja Ford, the nearest and best crossing over the main. Swan said there were four along an 80-mile stretch of the main: Teri, Numa, Goja, and Vedna Bota, Teri being the farthest upriver. Above Teri, the main coursed through rugged canyons too steep and bleak for military operations, though Goblin said our little brown friends had come that way to evade the attention of the other Shadow Masters. They had lost a third of their number making the journey. Vedna Bota lay nearest the sea, and was useful only during the driest months of the year. The 80 miles of river between Vedna Bota and the sea were always impassable. Both Vedna Bota and Teri Fords took their names from Taglian villages that had been abandoned when the Shadow Masters had invaded last year. They remained empty. Numa and Goja were villages below the main, formerly Taglian, now occupied.